Tuesday morning to you. It's 7:13 in the morning, 59 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. How about on the free WRHI app? Download the app when you can. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know. How about WRHI.com? And then we swing things right on over to the TV side. You're watching us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102. And you're also watching and listening to us on all of your major social media platforms and channels. Simply search for WRHI and CN2. It all funnels into the same place. Our next guests, they are here at 7 o'clock this morning. Their day is going to take them all the way through 7 o'clock tonight. So they are in for a great day, and we certainly appreciate them for joining us bright and early here on Palmetto Mornings. We have the South Point High School Athletic Director Carlos Richardson and the football coach Bobby Collins joining us this morning. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Always enjoy our conversations with you two. We've got tonight on Tuesday, the 21st of May, the Football City USA Showcase at Manchester Meadows. So, Coach Collins, I'm going to let you set the table. What can we expect tonight?
Well, we have four high schools, okay? Indian Land High School, I would go with them first because that's the only high school that's not in Rock Hill. Rock Hill, Northwestern, South Point, we all will be practicing at the same location. We will not be scrimmaging against each other. That's the main thing we want the fans to understand, that you can, whatever high school you graduated from or whatever high school you want to watch, or we preferably want you to take about 20 minutes and watch each school to get ready for the big kickoff that we got coming up in August. So it's just a showcase where college coaches can come out and watch each team for around a two-hour period. We all will probably get there about 4:45 to get the guys warmed up. But it's an opportunity for our kids to show their talents off in front of college scouts to give them an opportunity to get where they want to go.
It's called the Football City USA Football Showcase. It's tonight, May the 21st, from 5 to 7 over there at Manchester Meadows. You have Indian Land High School, South Point High School, Northwestern High School, and Rock Hill High School. Carlos, how did this come about? Why did you see the need for something like this? And again, kind of explain, we've got the three high schools here in Rock Hill, and then how did Indian Land get invited to this?
Well, it came about because essentially a lot of people, instead of reinventing the wheel, you kind of bite off of people, you know? And there were a few other areas, you know, around the country that was doing the same thing. And with the climate of recruiting today, colleges are limited to the number of visits that they can pay per school. So we thought, hey, let's entice colleges, give our kids a chance to be seen as much as possible. So we just decided to create a one-stop shop, and that's how it came about. And what was the last question?
So we've got the three Rock Hill High Schools here. How did Indian Land get invited to the party?
Well, Indian Land right now is a destination for colleges. You know, they've got a few kids with Power 5 offers, which means major college offers. Your South Carolinas, your Clemsons of the world, they're going to visit Indian Land. So we thought, hey, let's pull Indian Land in with us to entice more colleges to come out.
Well, Carlos, you took the words out of my mind. I said one-stop shop is exactly what this is. And it is. You get to rotate around, and it's free. Anyone can come out. Again, alma mater, you can represent your school, and just go watch these young athletes because there's so much potential out there. What are you, Coach, excited that's going to be showcased? What do you hope, without favoritism here, what do you hope to see from the recruiter side, what they'll get to explore here in Rock Hill?
Well, you know, again, you know, I'm looking back at some of these pictures up here. When you look at, you know, some NFL guys that were on the different teams but on the same time right now, they're still playing in NFL. That's what we have in Rock Hill. I say it all the time. It's something in the water here. If you're a football player, you know, you are blessed to be in this area. Great community, great fans. But, yeah, you know, our goal is for – we have – each team will keep normal practice. We're not going to put our kids in a situation where they're doing things different. No dog and pony shows. You know, all of us are still trying to win football games. But it just gives an opportunity for, if you are looking for a Power 5 wide receiver like Malik Clark, you're going to be able to go see that from the Rock Hill point of view. You know, Northwestern is always loaded with great players. And at South Point, we have, you know, multiple players with Division I and Power 5 offers. So you get to make sure coaching staffs and kids are getting the opportunities that they want from smaller schools. Your Division II schools like Newberry, Wingate, Catawba, all of them will be here. To South Carolina State, Western Carolina, they'll be here, to Cincinnati, University of South Carolina. Wake Forest has contacted me this morning, said they're coming. So, we are a plethora of schools that are coming. So if you are a parent, and you can do what parents do, always advocate for your kids. We want everybody in the community to come out and maybe ask the coach a question that, you don't think the head coach is asking sometime about your son, so you can be an advocate for the community and your child.
That's well said there. Carlos, prior to this showcase, these colleges that Coach Collins just mentioned, they would have to pick one school to visit. Hopefully they can maybe travel to another one and make it worth their trip. But other than that, that was it. They were having to choose just one school. This, again, gives them four schools at one location.
At one location. So, and essentially, it also helps the Division IIs, because just as Coach said, we don't want just the Power Five, the kids that we know that are going to college. We also want our kids that are, being a little bit less recruited, Division II, Division III. Those schools don't have the same budgets that, your bigger universities have. So instead of me, using my budget to visit whatever many schools, they can just come right here to Manchester Meadows, see four of the top schools in South Carolina, save a little money.
There you have
it. And give it to our kids. Save the money, give it to our kids.
Yes. Count
it
out.
We like that for sure. All right, so it's called the Football City USA Showcase. It is tonight, Tuesday, May the 21st, 5 to 7. You've got Indianland High School, South Point High School, Northwestern High School, and Rock Hill High School. So again, they are not scrimmaging each other. So you each team has its own field.
Yes.
And you just run through plays and drills and just kind of show off every tool in your toolkit.
Correct. Normal practice, normal football practice. Every head coach probably did like we did, just went through the scenario yesterday of practice with their guys. So when they get off the bus, of course, emotions get a little wilder when music is playing and the crowd is there. Everybody wants to always put on the show. That's what you do in Rock Hill. But I think it's just going to be a great experience, because after the event, if a college coach wanted to talk to a player, they get that opportunity, talk to coaches, they get that opportunity. And for us, we want every middle school team, every little league team, everybody in Rock Hill to come out and watch the players. It's a free event. So, we want to be able to do something that can support young people.
And I like to add, my son is 11, and he idolizes those kids, on the field on Friday night. So it's a great opportunity for elementary school kids and, to kind of touch what they see on Friday night, but it's also a chance for parents to preview with their child, like, hey, this is where you'll be going in the next couple of years. This is what they do. So they get a taste of it as well.
It's also important for them to see it just doesn't come together Friday night. Yes. It is a lot of blood, sweat, and tears leading up to the season. It's
hard
conditioning.
Work.
It's stuff like this. Yes. It's exercising. It's getting up early in the summer. It's showing them what you have to put in to be successful on Friday nights.
Yes.
So a lot of times, young people especially, see it come together on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday and say, that's what I want to do. Great. But they don't realize how long it took those individuals and those guys to get there.
Absolutely.
So it's just remarkable. Once again, the Football City USA Football Showcase tonight, Tuesday, May the 21st, 5 to 7 at Manchester Meadows. Coach Bobby Collins from South Point High School, the athletic director also over there at South Point High School, Carlos Richardson. Guys, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. Thank